with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says some great progress was made during high-stakes talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the war in Ukraine, but neither leader offered specific details on the trajectory of the war. Russian President Putin, through an interpreter, says much more needs to be done.
I think that overall, me and President Trump have built a very good businesslike and trustworthy contact, and have every reason to believe that moving down this path, we can come, and the sooner the better, to the end of the conflict in Ukraine. Thank you.
President Trump said many points were agreed to, with just a very few remaining and one particular sticking point. He did not elaborate. First Lady Melania Trump demanded that Hunter Biden retract comments linking her to Jeffrey Epstein and threatened to sue if he doesn't. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Mrs. Trump takes issue with two comments former President Joe Biden's son made in an interview this month with American journalist Andrew Callaghan. He alleged that Epstein introduced the First Lady to now President Donald Trump. Melania Trump's lawyer, Alejandro Brito, wrote in a letter to Biden that the statement was false, defamatory, and extremely salacious. Biden's remarks were widely disseminated on social media and reported by media outlets around the world, causing the First Lady, quote, to suffer overwhelming financial and reputational harm. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Trump administration has reversed course and agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing. Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a new memo, is directing the district's police to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement regardless of any city law. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 34 points, the Nasdaq dropped 87. This is SRN News. A Pakistani human rights group is raising its voice.
The Movement for Equality has been organizing marches and protests demanding that the government modify the application of its draconian anti-blasphemy laws. Those statutes, which can result in a death sentence, are often used by Muslims in Pakistan to settle petty squabbles with their minority Christian neighbors. Movement for Equality also points to a surge in false accusations and an increase in mob violence against those accused. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terrorist group is ramping up its attacks in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Christians are almost always the target, and tensions are running high. One local leader tells International Christian Concern, "Our population must stay alert. We're facing a persistent threat, and only by working together with the security forces and remaining cautious can we avoid further bloodshed." This is SRN News. Small-scale solar panels about the size of a door are poised to be plugged into more U.S. homes and apartments.
Homeowners and renters who want to harness the sun's energy continue to look for cheaper alternatives to rooftop installations. Known as plug-in or balcony solar, the systems that are already popular in Europe could become more attractive to U.S. buyers now that the residential rooftop solar credits are being scrapped under the GOP tax bill. Manufacturers report increased demand amid other positive signs, such as Utah recently passing a law to streamline regulations for homeowners to buy and install them. John Scott reporting.
A massive cloudburst triggered flash floods in northwestern Pakistan and has killed at least 157 people, including women and children. Dozens of people were still missing. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.